We're speaking with Rakesh Sethi. Rakesh is a renowned wellness author, speaker, and practitioner dedicated to inspiring people to make lifelong changes to live well. Through his keynote presentations, books, and workshops, Rakesh introduces people to the ancient wisdom of Ayurveda, combined with his unique scientific and practical approach. Today we'll take a few minutes to discuss Ayurveda. Rakesh, briefly tell us a bit about Ayurveda.
Ayurveda is an ancient medical practice practiced in India. It's about 5,000 years old. Ayurveda is really a health management approach and encourages wellness rather than a disease management approach that treats really illness. In Sanskrit, Ayur, which is part of Ayurveda, means life, and Veda means science, so it's really a science of life, and it's proven to work for the last 5,000 years.
And Rakesh, it's my understanding that Ayurveda is a dynamic health model. What exactly does that mean?
In Ayurveda, you manage your health as opposed to managing your disease. So you're managing your health every day, because every day something is going on. It's either some food you ate or emotions you took in or some sort of incident happened that really took you off balance. So you're really doing the balancing every day, as opposed to in conventional medicine, you really are not concerned about your health every day. You are either healthy or unhealthy. And when you become unhealthy, you go see a doctor, and the doctor gives you something, and you feel well, and you're on your way again. It is sort of like being on a solid ground, and you hit a pothole, and then you go see a doctor. And then when you come out of the pothole, you didn't make any adjustments to yourself that why you went in a pothole in the first place. Whereas in Ayurveda, it's sort of like swimming through an ocean, if you will, and as the waves come at you, you address to those waves so that you can keep your balance.
So every day, variety of waves are coming at us, whether it's our emotions and how we feel or what we're eating or what we're drinking. But then throughout the day, we are keeping our finger on the pulse, so to speak, to manage our health and our wellness in this dynamic model versus more of a static off-on model where you're either sick or you're well, depending on, you know, whether you feel like you have a cold or not.
Absolutely. And in a dynamic model, your continuous adjustments help you not to get into that pothole in the first place.
So you're, again, keeping your finger on the pulse and watching the waves come at you and negotiating then throughout your day, throughout your week, throughout your month.
Absolutely.
Very interesting. So now, Rakesh, with this new perspective, how does that help us own our health or participate in our own health?
Well, one of the beautiful things about Ayurveda is it's really designed around an individual. Each individual has a unique mind-body constitution. And all the recommendations for wellness are based on that unique mind-body constitution applicable to that individual. So it really is a model, not only dynamic, but it's also individual-based model, and it's a model for the whole mind and body.
Rakesh, it seems to me that with Ayurveda, you know, you're presenting a different point of view to us, almost as if Western conventional medicine is on one island and Ayurveda is another island, and then you're standing on the bridge saying, you know what, come on over, here's a new perspective, here's a new way to look at managing your health and wellness.
Absolutely. I think you have described or encapsulated it very well. The conventional medicine is a very, very advanced and good medicine for the catastrophic and emergency type uses. But at the front end, you know, Ayurveda makes you sort of your own doctor, where you can start using your own foods and herbs and other things in your kitchen as your first medicine. So it really is a sort of like a good marriage between the two.
Rakesh, that's very informative. And I know that we can learn more by reading the many articles in your blog at www.truewellnessgroup.com. Rakesh, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you.